We continue with hymn number 676 in Lutheran Service Book, Behold a Host Arrayed in White.
Before the throne of God, the Myriad.
reading from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, no crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for all these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, and for murderers and the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Friedrich, Mountain View Lutheran Church, Apache Junction, Arizona.
Gracious Lord, we thank you that we can come to you knowing that you are the one who has given us victory over death and the grave. Bless the words I speak and the thoughts we think. Amen. Have you ever been to a wedding? I have. Maybe too many of them. But in all of them, I've never seen an ugly bride. You know why? It's not just that they are so beautifully dressed on the outside. There seems to be that inner glow of joy, excitement, and love. And they have been waiting for this day when they can be united with the one they love. This is a picture of what Christ's return will be like. A day of celebration, a day of joy, when we and all the saints who have been dressed in Christ's robes of righteousness will see his appearing and be united for him. We long for that day. Because of Jesus' suffering and death, we are forgiven and we are ready for that day. As we long for that day, right now, we live in a world that is broken and filled with suffering and death. Maybe like me, you've experienced the loss of someone, or you've gone through suffering, or seen someone suffering. It seems like we live in a world that is filled with suffering and death. It makes our heart hurt. We miss those who have gone before us. In these situations, we feel the sting of the law. As the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. So we cry out. We ask why we hurt so much, and we feel that pain and separation that sin brings into our world. We long for something better. Jesus says, Behold, I am making everything new. He comes with a new heaven and a new earth. Because the old will pass away, he comes to bring comfort and peace. He comes to give us his abiding peace. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the resurrection and the life. What comforting words to bring to us this day, that we who have been baptized into the life of God now know that new life in him. He says he will lead us to springs of living water, and we shall receive it without cost. In fact, he says, those who overcome this life will inherit God's kingdom, and we will be his son. In baptism, God makes us his children. We were born again, and when he comes again, we will receive the full measure of that eternal inheritance. In this new heaven and new earth, it will be such a dramatic change, because there will be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more suffering, no more pain, no more death. In fact, he promises to wipe every tear from our eyes, and we will be set free from this body of death. There are many around us who are impacted by sin and death. We as God's children have a message of hope for them. God is coming again to set all things right. He is coming to take his children home. He has gone ahead of us to prepare a place for us, and he wants all people to be a part of his kingdom. We have been given this great privilege of sharing his words of life, sharing this message to a world that is lost and dead in sin. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Many of us are waiting, and none of us will be disappointed. But while you tarry, give us a chance to share your message of hope to a world who needs to know you as their Lord and Savior. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Friedrich for today's meditation on God's Word.